Henrik Sedin joins us. Good morning, Henrik. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. Our poll question today is name the greatest siblings in pro sports, with the Williams sisters at the U.S. Open playing each other. We found you and your brother. We threw in the Manning brothers, and then we went to boxing and threw in the Klitschko brothers. What would your vote be? And you know what? Forget it. You're not a pro. You can vote for yourselves if you want. What would your vote be?
I would say the Manning brothers.
Oh, you would? I thought you would go to tennis with the Williams sisters.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good choice too, for sure. But no, I like football, so I'll pick the Manning brothers.
Okay, that's fair. How are things different at this time of year on your calendar than they have been pretty much for the rest of your life? But do you find it strange?
Yeah, it's a little strange, but I enjoy every minute for sure. It's good to be back in Vancouver, but I've been down to the rink a couple of times. I've seen a lot of the guys, but I don't have to pack the hockey bag to drive out to Langley or eight rinks to skate. So that's been good.
Okay, see, that's what Murph and I were talking about. How long would it be before you went to the rink? You're telling me you've already been hanging out at the rink to talk to everybody and say hi.
Yeah, I've been down there a few times. It's fine. That's what you, I think, you're going to miss. It's to come down and hang with the guys and talk to them. So I've done that a few times already. So that's been good.
You said at the end of last season, you guys were at peace. It was a great send-off. As you get to this time of the year with training camp just over a week away, do you get the sense that it will be difficult, Henrik? Will it be a tough time?
I don't know. Right now, it feels like it won't be, that it's still the right position and we're good with it. But, I mean, who knows once the season starts? You never know what's going to happen. But it's I've said all summer to people that asked that we did it on our terms. We walked away when we wanted to. We had no injuries. The team didn't force us to quit. We felt that we could still play. It was good that way.
I know. I saw you at the beginning of the summer. You guys were getting set, I believe, for a 27-kilometer trail run. What has the summer been in terms of training for you and your brothers? What are the certain things you've done? I see some biking in there. And where would your fitness level be at now as compared to this time last year?
It's good. I mean, like you said, we've done a few races. So we've done a bike race, mountain bike race in Sweden, and done another half marathon trail run in Sweden. So it's cardio wise, I think it's as good as it's ever been. But I think we lost a few pounds of muscle mass. So that might be the problem.
You seem like probably a pretty dedicated and strict person. Has it been more dietary? Do you allow yourself the ice cream 7 nights a week instead of just 1 night a week now?
Yeah, that's changed. I mean, I think before we trained every day to get better. Now I think we train so we can eat whatever we want. So that's the difference.
So if you showed up next week or 2 weeks and it was fitness testing, I'm going to say if you took 30 guys on one-way contracts and most of your teammates, you would not finish last in fitness training. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right if we're doing the cardio training or the cardio testing, but like the bike test and the running. But if you do strength testing, we might be on the lower half of the guys. Let's put it that way.
Who is, and I don't know if this is fair, Henrik, because you know Dan and I were having this conversation. You know, there's some hockey players. It's such a unique sport, and from a fitness standpoint. I know you guys are playing soccer in the Whitecaps Legends game. You're welcome to play with the media a couple of days before we've got our game. Who's the best athlete you've ever played against? And when I say athlete, it's a guy where you go, it doesn't matter what the sport would be, if he grabs a tennis racket, a basketball, a soccer ball, a baseball, this guy could do everything. Who is it, whether it be a teammate or that you played against, that you guys just know, he's just a phenomenal athlete?
There's a lot of those guys. It's tough to pick one, but I mean, and it's different. So Europeans are usually, they're good at with their feet, like playing soccer and stuff like that. And then you see the North Americans are more, because I think they grew up playing maybe more baseball and those kinds of things. But I think Sami Salo might be the one that I think of. I mean, he was kind of an older guy, but he was so natural in everything he did, like soccer, tennis, on the ice too. Like you can just see that he would be good at doing most things.
And then there was Mattias Åhlund, who had delusions of grandeur that thought if you put him in a football game, he could run for 100 yards behind a good O-line.
That was one of my favorite things during my career, is talking to him about, and you know Murph too, that all the different sports, how good it would be. He would score goals in the Premier League. He would put up points in NBA for sure, at least 5 points a game. Or something. I don't know. He would have a few triple doubles in NBA every season.
And did he? And he said it with a serious face.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. He would. I think like run, if he were a running back in football, he would put up 3 yards a game. Per carry.
Per carry.
He was a big man. Just before we get away from the fitness thing, who's your odds on them with you guys gone to be right up near the top of the fitness testing for the Canucks this year? Delzato?
Yeah, he was up there last year. I think he's very serious when it comes to training. But I like Alexander too. He's from the first season compared to the last 5, 6, 7 seasons. I mean, he's taking big steps, and he's always up there. So I'll put the money on him.
You said you've been at the rink already. Will you get involved? I know it was going to be a big thing to watch the kids for you and Daniel, and they're participating in sports. Will you be the quiet parent on the sidelines, or will you put your hand up and go ahead? I'd love to help with coaching in any facet that I could.
We'll see. We said we're going to take our time early on and just enjoy being home and seeing our kids and see what they do and follow the guys down at the rink as much as we can. But I think this first year is going to be, like I said, just enjoy life.
I asked this to Murph. I said, if the kids have some event on at 7 o'clock on a Thursday and Nashville's in town, I said, do you think Henrik will record the game and watch not only Dan do his incredible work, but to see what the guys are doing? He said, no way. Maybe they'll watch highlights, but they're not going to tape a Canucks game. Is that the right answer?
Yeah, I think Murph knows us.
Once you do it...
He might be great.
What's the one thing you look forward to doing during the winter months that you've never been able to do? I was watching, I know you guys love to play your tennis. You know, I'm watching the U.S. Open, and I go, man, that would be on my bucket list. What sporting event do you want to see that has taken place when you were working that you might go, hey, wouldn't it be neat to check this out? Is there something that you want to go see as an avid sports fan that now it's a possibility if you get the okay from the family or take them that you've never had a chance to?
Yeah, there's a few of them for sure. I mean, just to be able to drive down to Seattle and watch a Seahawks game would be that's something we could have done before too, but now it's opened up more time. And we actually stopped in London on the way over to watch the London Derby, Chelsea, Arsenal. And that was a great experience. So yeah, just to be able to see other sports, Kentucky Derby is on the bucket list, and I mean, who knows? Maybe the Masters, maybe in golf. So we'll see. There's a lot of things that you want to be able to do that you haven't done, and just to be able to go up to Whistler too and ski on a week, and that's going to be nice.
Any conversations with Elias Pettersson or Jonathan Dahlin yet? Have you had a chance to see them?
No, they're gonna come in, I think, next week. So we'll go down and see them. It's gonna be fun to follow them and see how they're doing. So that's gonna be fun.
How much time do you think you'll spend at the rink this year, Henrik? You and your brother. Do you think you'll want to be around some of the younger players? Do you think you'll want to leave them alone? I just wonder how much time you guys will want to be down.
Yeah, I talked about with the guys this week when I was at the rink, and I told them you might see me 7 days a week, so they might be tired of us. But no, I think it's important too that you let the team just be, and you can't be around them every day. So, but that's the good part about staying here too. That I think a lot of guys that retire, they move away from the city, but we can still go down and talk to the guys and have a coffee. But it might be once or twice a week. That's more than that, I think it's going to be too much.
You know, and I'm not going to put you in a tough spot because you have great respect for the man who signed your check for all these years, and you have great respect for, you know, your friend in Trevor Linden. How disappointed were you with the news that, unfortunately, you know, the turn of events this summer?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know how much we like Trevor, so that's always tough to see a friend leave the game like that. But I love being around him. I like talking to him, and he was always great to us. So it was tough to watch.
Will you feel obligated if the kids start school next week and parents and teachers are asking for parent volunteers? Are you expected to put your hand up for everything now?
Not everything, but I'll be at the playground if they need me.
There you go. Hey, thanks for giving us the time, Henrik. You know what? Just in the time that you have been on the air here, the text messages that have come into our station and saying, hey, it's great to hear his voice. It's again the thanks to you and Danny. And I don't know if C-Max reached out, but I know the popularity of your appearance with Alex and Sad on a one-hour show, that's always up for grabs here on Sportsnet if you're interested.
Oh, sounds good.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
That was a short, never in your life, Perry, but yeah, sure. Sounds good. Always the political one. Hey, thanks for giving us some time. Enjoy a September and a year to remember, and I'm sure they'll welcome you around the rink, and as will fans whenever they say you and your brother around.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. And Murph, I'll beat you in golf any day if you want me to.
Okay, let's bring it.
There's the challenge.
Yeah.
Have you guys played?
I think, was it Henrik and Shorty beat me and Danny, yet I beat Shorty's score and Danny beat Henrik's score, but yet we lost the match somehow. Was that it?
That's golf. That's golf for you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
They would cheat at
if
golf.
You're happy
I'm
with
guessing
that,
they cheated golf, right?
If you're happy winning that way, that's all right with me.
So Dean's middle names are a racer on the golf course, right? Thanks, Henrik.
Thank you so much.